Pollution and the environment have always been big issues for Californians. A statewide survey conducted by the Public Policy Institute of California last month showed that African Americans and Latinos worry more than other ethnic groups about how air pollution threatens their health. KALW's RTM's Kana Hobbs was at the World Affairs Council in San Francisco, where the study was unveiled.
Public Policy Institute of California survey data shows approximately half of Californians see air pollution as a serious health threat. The majority of polled Latinos and African Americans believe that people in lower income areas are disproportionately affected by air pollution. Reverend Daniel Buford from Oakland is Vice President of Communities for a Better Environment California. He believes that ethnic minorities are more concerned about the environment because they often live in polluted areas.
We've got a lot of people who are in the communities of color who are disappearing and dying as a result of pollution and exposure to these carcinogens. And they're disappearing and they're dying mysteriously, the same way that people disappear and die in the Bermuda Triangle.
Reverend Buford says the Bay Area has its own toxic triangle, consisting of Richmond, Oakland, and San Francisco's Bayview-Hunters Point. Low-income areas where, he says, environmental protection laws are not equally implemented. Survey data shows that 88% of Latinos, 86% of blacks, and 72% of Asians see global warming as a serious future threat to the economy and quality of life in California. Only 66% of white respondents share the same opinion.
People of color are actually, frankly, some of the strongest environmentalists that we see in the state of California.
Roger Kim is executive director of the Asian Pacific Environmental Network.
And that has really massive implications about the future of the state and the future of environmental programs in California.
One of those new environmental programs is California's cap and trade system. It allows the government to limit industrial greenhouse gas emissions, but it enables corporations to sell their emission credits to higher polluters. 58% of survey respondents had never heard of the program, which is scheduled to begin in November. In San Francisco, I'm Artem Skonohaus for Cross Currents.